Good evening, everyone. Rob Goodwin on yourbostonsports.com talking Red Sox. The Sox are kind of in a precarious situation, being 8.5 games out of first place, starting Clay Buchholz tonight in Seattle on what has thus far been a horrendous road trip. They did make a roster move today, so they've got some decisions to make coming up, and I thought I'd do a retro audio-only podcast tonight, and I'm going to try something new. I'm just going to dial up John Korn right now, see if we can reach him. This is on the fly. And I'm calling him right now. I can't tell you what the number is, but hopefully we'll be able to reach him and kind of get his thoughts on what's going on right now. It's ringing. It's ringing.
Hello?
John Korn.
Hey, Korn, how are you?
Doing very well. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, I thought I'd try to reach you doing our show tonight, retro, just an audio-only podcast, and wanted to talk Sox a little bit since we haven't gotten together in quite a while. How have you been?
I'm going to turn the game on. It's a late game, and it starts at 10 o'clock. Watch maybe a couple innings of that, but how you doing?
Doing pretty well. So did you hear they designated Chris Capuano for assignment today?
I heard that.
So it looks like they want to go young with the pitching staff, particularly Workman and De La Rosa.
It's a shame. I liked him. He was really, it looked like he was doing really well.
Yeah, he started off well, definitely. Yeah.
He's from the same town my brother and my sister-in-law live in, Feeding Hills, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, that's not too far from here.
Yeah, they live, he's from there. But, him and Brady Sizemore's gone. That was a couple of weeks ago.
And what are your thoughts on Peavy right now? Is his tenure with the Red Sox kind of tenuous at best right now?
Who's that now?
Peavy.
Well, I don't think he's as bad as his record says, but he's won one game all year. If I'm not mistaken.
Right. Right.
Is that true? I think he's won. I think he's. He hasn't won a game since April or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. Right.
His win-loss record, but, part of that is due to the bad offense of the Red Sox. I mean, they're not scoring any runs.
No, they're not scoring any runs at all. Their batting average is horrendous.
Yeah, their bad offense is more to blame than anything on the pitching, but you gotta keep going with pitching. You have to keep going with pitching and defense and hope that the hitting will take care of itself, because that's what eventually wins.
Right. So the thought is, I guess, the Workman and De La Rosa will stay in the rotation. Buchholz, I think, is fighting for his starting rotation life starting tonight. I mean, he's been on, not pitching for the Sox. He's been on the DL with admittedly not really a physical issue. So what are you expecting out of him tonight and forward?
I'm hoping he'll be the Buchholz he can be. You know, I mean, he's got this amazing. What do they call it? Stuff. He's got good stuff.
He does.
But the slightest thing throws him right off. He gets injured and he's out forever. What was this? An ankle injury or something?
I think it was more of a phantom injury than anything.
I mean, he wakes up with a stiff neck and he's out for 3 months. Stuff like that. It's incredible. Everything's got to be perfect. The stars got to be lined up perfectly, and then he strikes out 10 batters.
Right, right.
He's a hot duck, but he may have to suck. He may have to learn how to adjust to those things if he wants to keep his job. Del Rosso.
That's right, and we'll see if the pressure is good for him or bad for him. I guess there is some talk of Dubron going to the bullpen, which he had some success pitching out of the bullpen last year, especially postseason late in the season. So that wouldn't be a terrible thing, I think. But my feeling is they're not done yet, and they're going to start now rather than wait till the trade deadline. Is that kind of what your feeling is also?
Yeah, and I also think they have enough pitchers. I know I always say you never have too many pitchers, but they can afford to have someone like Mr. Peavy. They can afford to take him out of the rotation and put somebody else in there. Okay.
Now, what about the outfield?
The thing that bothers me is the offense. I mean, what do you do about that? You got what? Poppy's batting 245, 248. You have Pedroia, Napoli. Victorino's still out. They got no offense.
Well, Victorino played six innings at Pawtucket yesterday, so he might be on his way back. But more to the point, I mean, you know, their offensive production, as you just pointed out, has been terrible. I'm not putting it past them to do a real outfield makeover with some moves, maybe trading some pitching, maybe package PV with Nava or PV and Gomes or someone, maybe a prospect, to really really do something with that outfield, especially, you know, center field and left field, because Jackie Bradley Jr. is not doing it offensively at all. I think he may need more time. You know, if they can get someone solid left field and or center field, I don't know who. I mean, there's talk of Kemp. There's talk of Willingham. Is that his name from Minnesota? But my feeling is they need to do that to kind of push the offense along.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's a big Achilles heel, as you call it.
Right.
Their offense. How many one-run games have they lost this year? It's incredible. 16 or 17 of them?
Exactly.
I mean, last year they were winning those games. That was the difference right there.
That's right. They were winning all of them. At least it seems that way.
I mean, they have a great farm. I mean, there's no doubt about their future, but right now their offense just isn't clicking.
Well, I think this season's future is now, and I think they need to stop being afraid to trade away a prospect or two. You know, package, as I said, you know, a couple off the roster right now. I mean, face it, you know, PV could do well with someone else. I mean, if they wanted to trade Dubront, the left-handed starter, you know, he's got good enough stuff where somebody could take a flyer on him, especially, let's say, a National League team with, you know, less pressure.
Thing though, you know.
But do you get the impression that they have not given up on the season at this point?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. It's like, let's not give up on the season. Let's do what we have to do to, or do you sacrifice the season for to have prospects for the next 5 or 6 years that are going to be on the team?
Well, I mean, if they've got the top farm system in the major leagues right now, do you think the fans are gonna accept the fact that they're sellers at the trade deadline now, and possibly trade away talent that they need for next year in hopes that, you know, they'll have a bridge year? I mean, I just don't see it. I don't know. I don't see the fans liking a bridge year.
Well, you have to do that sometimes. I would be very nervous. Would you give up Brock Holt for Matt Kemp?
No.
Never.
I would not.
I mean, what they would have to give up in prospects for a guy like that, it just would. Plus, they'd have to pay the guy's salary. He must be making $15 million a year.
Well, I think I would expect the Dodgers to pick up some of that.
You know, you got to bite a big bullet, man, to get a guy like that.
That's true.
Oh, he's getting hurt.
Yeah.
You can see them going after pitching and defense. They're just hoping that the offense will, take care of itself down the road.
Right. Well, I think the future is now. I don't think there's any question about that. Any predictions of how many games back they'll be when we go see them on July 9th?
I don't know, because they're really, I mean, except for Oakland, there aren't any good teams in the American League, really. I mean, it still could be anybody's division. Well, Tampa Bay looks like they're probably out of it, but it could be, anybody's division.
Well, the Yankees have lost, four in a row?
Yeah.
So you're right. This could be, you know, an 86-win division title.
There's no good team in the East.
Maybe even less.
So, and then in the Central, you got five. The last time I looked, there was five teams within six games of each other. And it's a lot of fun from a person that just likes to watch baseball games. This is a great season, because you got about, how many teams are in the American League? 15?
Yep.
16? You got about 12 teams that could get into postseason right now. I mean, who's out of it, really?
Well, I'd rather see the Red Sox be 4.5 games out rather than 8.5 at this point. Yeah, that's what's.
Buddy, I'd rather see them 4.5 games ahead, but they're not.
Right, but I mean, 8.5 could turn 8.5 could turn into 12. You know, that's kind of the concern.
You invest in the future, or you go after the quick fix, you know?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, the Yankees go after the quick fix all the time. Seems like the Red Sox and the Cardinals invest in the future, and it works for them.
Right, and you know, that there's something to be said for consistency, you know, doing it in that manner.
There's a reason they've been 7 postseason trips and 3 world championships in the last 10 years, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, if you look at it that way, you know, they're going to have a down year every couple. I mean, of course, 2012 was probably the worst of the worst. But yeah, if you look at it that way, that's kind of the cycle that you look at, you know, with we're normally of a pretty strong division.
What team gets in there every single year? Nobody.
Right.
No. So I don't know. I would be very, very leery about letting prospects go.
You would?
Very. The only way you let a prospect go when you know you can win. You know?
Well, we haven't even talked about, and I haven't even seen if the season were to end today, who gets the wild card. But, you know, there's something to be said of, you know, you've got, you know, a couple of wild cards to get in now as opposed to, you know, one in the past. So maybe it's worth it to trade a prospect or two just to get in and just, you know, get in the tournament, as they say.
But the thing is, the question I have is who's out there? You mentioned Matt Kemp, right?
Yeah, I mean, they say possibly Josh Willingham from Minnesota.
Get you in the postseason?
What's that?
Would a guy like that get you in the postseason?
I don't know, but you certainly can do better than 205 in center field, and you can certainly do better than the production they've been getting from left, in left field.
Good call. It really is.
You know?
But I'm happy with their pitching. Aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I think Andrew Miller's had some tough luck, but he's still a good pitcher.
How about that game the other day? Koji gives up 2 home runs, and then Poppy hit the game-winning home run.
That was something.
That amazing.
That was.
And then last Wednesday, Minnesota had a one-hitter against them in the 10th inning, and back-to-back home runs, they won it.
Yep. It's a funny game, but like I said, I think that right now. You know, they're making up their minds right now what moves to make to put them in a position to, you know, put some wins together and gain some ground. And I hope they do it, because I'd hate to see him give up. I mean, that 2012 season, which was a lost season, you know, for several months. I don't know. As a Red Sox fan, it's a tough thing to watch.
I don't see them giving up. Do you?
No, I don't.
I mean, I don't see, but it's. I mean, I guess what you're talking about is there's this big splash they can make. I don't see what's out there that they can do that with, unless I'm just missing something here. Who are they going to get to give themselves a really good offensive team?
Obviously, you know, we haven't come up with many names beyond Kemp and Willingham. But the bottom line is that, you know, there are teams that are paying players $16-17 million. Where if the Red Sox could make a trade and, you know, package, you know, from their roster, maybe some pitching, maybe a prospect, and split the difference on the salary for this year or for this year and next, you know, that someone would be willing to do that. Someone would be willing to do that.
1-0 Red Sox.
Oh, okay, good. Yep. So, you know, someone would be willing to give up a player and pay some salary and get something in return. I mean, that's kind of, you know, how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the pressure's on more with the Red Sox right now, whereas, you know, teams might be, you know, driving a hard bargain knowing that the Red Sox are not going to wait until the deadline in order to make a move, because by then they could be 12.5 or 14 games out with the current offense they have now.
And sometimes one guy in the lineup completely changes the whole thing. I mean, if Victorino comes back strong, that could make a huge difference in their lineup.
True. And, you know, I think the one issue has been said is that, you know, there's really no one that stood up to carry the team for a week or so. That's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Poppy, look, let's not make any excuses, but the shift hasn't helped him at all. There have been a lot of hits that have been taken away from him. And as you point out, he's hitting, what, 250? So, you know, there's been no one that's carried the team for a week or so that's been responsible for, you know, a number of wins in a row. And I think that's the other issue.
And why is Pedroia hitting 260?
Good question. Good question.
Offensively, they're just not clicking.
Right. And you'd think by now, I mean, it's already late June, that, you know, something would have started to click.
Yeah.
I think they need a change in the lineup. I think, you know, 205 in center field and Gomes hitting 220, 230, and Nava just starting to hit a little bit, you know, in the low 200s. That's tough. I mean, you know, the only outfielder that's producing is a part-timer, and that's Holt. That's it.
Think about 130. Brzezinski's terrible.
He's terrible. Drew hasn't helped. Herrera starting, as I said, scares me. That's what I had written in our most recent blog. So I think they've got some issues. They need to address the offense right now. No question.
Yep.
All right, Corn, thanks for joining me on such short notice. Glad that I was able to reach you. I just figured I'd just start dialing and see who I reached, and I got you.
You got me. I hope I contributed to the, shed some light on this situation here in Boston.
You certainly did. It was much appreciated that you're available. I thought maybe, you know, once you saw my caller ID, you just let it go to voicemail. Most people do that.
Oh, absolutely not.
Most people do that, though.
I knew it was important when I saw you. So we're going to Fenway on July 7th. No. 9th.
July 9th. Against the White Sox. Hey, well, it'll be a good time regardless, right?
Maybe it'll be on a roll by then.
There you go. All right, Corn. Have a great evening. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Well, it's great to see that Corn was available. Just dialing up, seeing if he was available. And if you are listening with interest, to the show, and you're interested in being on the show, drop us a note. You can drop us a note on Facebook. Look for yourbostonsports.com or our old email address, redsoxalley@comcast.net. The Red Sox Alley page on Facebook is still alive and kicking, so there's a number of ways that you can reach us. And let me know if you want to be a guest on yourbostonsports.com and talk Sox. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great evening.